everybody engaged in the business of self-education. Just like last night, millions of men went to see the pharaoh. Was as well as the people went to see the expenditure was very heavy, I think, total.
You mentioned that with all of the cars going and whatnot, it probably amounted to about $10 million.
Yeah. That's the road. But what was the purpose? The purpose was little sense that we return, I shall see something illuminated. What was other purpose? No purpose. Simply to satisfy the eyes to see something illuminated. That is one sense. Eyes. Then there are other senses. They also want satisfaction. There are hands, there are legs, there are tongue, eyes, ears, nose. So everyone of these senses, they are engaged person. Sense-satisfaction. So this is the life. But that sense satisfaction is differently exhibited for different body. Just like firework, it was interesting to the human. Human being has got a particular type of body. So it is interesting to see the firework. But the cats and dogs, they are not. They do not know what is firework. They, while we are interested to see the firework, a hog may be interested to eat stool. If he gets some stool somewhere, he will be interested to see the firework. So, because he has got a different body, he is interested different. We are human beings, we are interested. The Prahlad Maharaj rightly said, Deho Jogina Dehinam. This sense gratification, variety, according to the variety of the body. Deho Jogina Dehinam. But this is arranged, this different process of sense gratification. This arranged, Deva, by the superior arrangement. Deva. Sukham andriyatam dasya deha jurena dehina sarvatra labhase Deva. By the superior arrangement, everywhere it is arranged. Either you become Lord Brahma, or you become a small ant. The process of sense gratification, arrangement is there. You can come and talk.
Sir Prabhupada, this is Professor Shukla.
Oh.
He has written a very favorable review on your book.
Thank you. Yes, I've seen you. Thank you very much. And that's the training, the sense gratification, different type of body, different. So that is arranged by the superior energy. a book for them, but they rot. Up the past kids, that's the best thing I've ever seen. This is our level. Everywhere. According to body are it. Allah Maharaj says, where is that book? Allah Maharaj says, sir, if you have any time, napa prayatam kastambam. So don't waste your time. For that purpose. Not a prayer on purpose. Why not? Therefore, I would buy a problem. Simply wasting the duration of valuable duration of this. Therefore, I would buy a but so practically we see that the whole world is spoiling the life simply for sanctuary, especially at the present. Papa, I need to have power.
Prayasa na kartavyo, yata ayur jaya param. Yata ayur jaya param.
Vaya means headman.
Natasa bindate shema mukunda saranam buja. Translation. Endeavors merely for sense gratification or material happiness through economic development are not to be performed, for they result only in a loss of time and energy, with no actual profit. If one's endeavors are directed towards Krishna consciousness, one can surely attain the spiritual platform of self-realization. There is no such benefit as engaging oneself in economic development.
This is our slogan. And the whole world is engaged in economic development. So which is better? Here it is said, Nata Prayakam Nata Prasam. We see, especially in the Western countries, they are very needy for the economic development. And unless one is engaged, I think that Bharatiya will come about. They posted that in India people being catalyst.
It's a hindrance to progress.
Huh?
It says, they question, many people think this is a hindrance to progress.
So, what is progress? In India, still in so far as condition, we have got practically here. If there is some arrangement, sometimes we arrange Hare Krishna festival. Each day, not less than 20,000, 30,000, 40,000 people. Although, mostly these foreigners, they are chanting and they are speaking in English. Still, to hear the Krishna, they come from remote villages. Sometimes that I have seen. That is natural tendency of India. Although And you have that second bus in India. Naturally, it is a bus. By artificial means, they have been suppressed. Just like this, how they have been done for the whole stuff. Then, what do you have to
say? I said that there are many thinkers in India who consider that the Hinduism is fatalistic. Therefore, it doesn't encourage people to make material progress.
That's the kind of it. So our acharyas practically Indian civilization, there are so many books on Pali, but there is no recommendation for starting with the actual cultural. In fact, Basil has written so many books. These books so valuable to this country. But still he was condemned. Dharmatma Moksha. He dealt with this whole subject matter. But not bhakti. Therefore Narada Muni chastised him. That you have wasted your time simply writing on the subject matter of Dharmatma Kamo, Chaturbha. Then on that is after this time, he wrote Srimad Bhagavatam simply on the glory of the subject. Without any attempt to write anything about Dharmatma Kamo. In the beginning, he introduces his introduction to his book. Dharma prajita paita vaka. Aptra sarana bhagavate. In the sarana bhagavate. Dharma tata moksha. There are paita vaka. Teaching. These things are thrown out. Dharma prajita paita vaka. So this Kaitava, Siddhar Swami gives his commentary, Atra Bhaktavan Sapatyantam Nirasam. The desire for liberation is also rejected. Simply devotional service is love. That is all the propaganda to support the strength is on the basis of this one Bhagavad. Prahlad Maharaj begins his teaching that this Bhagavad Dharma should be important. From the very beginning of that, Kovaro Asare Prata Dharma Bhagavad. Difficult subject matter. But this is the only business for human beings. And people are missing this opportunity. And they are being, I think, allured by others. Bad business. They are forgetting, neglecting, and they are being drawn, their attention is drawn. So many sporting, so many economic development, then other philosophers, drinking, gambling, slaughter house, so on, so on. So this is against human freedom. Therefore, if you give us some chance, just as you have given, what is that?
I look at this room and my senses are gratified by this room, by that painting, by beautiful flowers, by the chanting of Hare Krishna, these things in my ear. And I have to feel that my senses are able to help my spirit, or else there would not be this beauty in this room. But I don't understand very well when sense gratification is helpful and when it is not.
Sense gratification is never helpful. That is described in this own Bhagavatam. That kamasya la indriya priti. That gratification is required as far as as little as possible. Otherwise, not for sensual. Just like sleeping. Sleeping is required because this material body requires some rest. But not that we shall sleep 24 hours or 20 hours and enjoy. As in this country sometimes, they enjoy sleeping. But sleeping is wasting time. So long as we shall sleep, we cannot do anything good work. That we should be minimized. We cannot avoid sleeping altogether. That is not possible. But it should be accepted to the minimum extent. That is, called tapasya, or advancement of sutra. Eating, sleeping, sex, and defense. Ahara, nidra, bhaya, maitri. So required, so long we have got this body, we require to eat sometimes, we require to sleep sometimes, we require little self-gratification, and we require defense. But it should be minimal. Not increase. That is problem. And the human life, this is possible. This is possible. Vijjahara vihara kādhi vidito. One can conquer all that. This thing. By practice. The mob is minimize this harmonic violence. This day we are advancing to the day. It is practice. In my personal life, I don't sleep at night. Nowadays, not for 1 hour. Yeah, but I take less in the daytime, at least 2 to 3 hours. So it is not that I am sleeping 1 hour, I sleep 3-4 hours total. But in practice, it can be reduced. practice. We see in the life of Gosvami about that to be said. The Jahara Bihara Padi Gujito, the comfort of sleeping, eating. If we conquer over eating, then we can conquer over sleeping and other things. If we can control over this stuff, then we can control over the other senses very easily. That is that. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has come. তার মধ্যে জিহ্বা অতি লোভময় সুদূর মধ্যে তার যেটা কঠিন সংসার অফ আওয়ার সেন্সেস দ্য চান্স ইজ ভেরি ভেরি ফর্মুলেবল দ্য ফার্স্ট থিং ইন স্পিরিচুয়াল অ্যাডভান্সমেন্ট দ্য ফার্স্ট থিং ইজ টু কন্ট্রোল দ্য চান্স In the Shastra also she said, Sevan Mokehi Jiha Go. Kame Vaskurakha. Atas Vipishtha Namahagi. Navhave Graiham Indriya. Our present senses are unable to understand Vipishtha Namahagi. The holy name of the Lord, Adi, beginning from his name, love, then good qualities, then pastimes, then form. The people cannot understand the form of the Lord because they are not practiced with illusional sense. They are more or less impersonal. They cannot imagine the God as his form like that. Because they are not seven. Krishna Namahadi. Not to speak of the form, even they cannot understand what is the holy name of the God by their chant. What is the benefit? We cannot understand. Atasya Krishna Namahi Namahave Vayam Indriyai. The present senses cannot appreciate. It has to be deep. That purification begins from the town. Kevan Matehi Jihado. Then God reveals. When we chant the holy name of the Lord, purify. That is bhakti. Bhakti means to become purified. Sarvapadhi vinir muktam matparaktena nirvaram. Nirmalam means completely cleansed of all that. That is bhakti. Sarvapadhi vinimuttam tatparatyena nirmalam rishikena rishikesa sevanam bhakti-rupam. Bhakti means to engage the senses, purify senses in the service of the Lord. At the present moment, in conditions change. Our senses are not purified. Therefore, we are very, very anxious to engage the senses for sense getting. And when they will be purified, then these senses will engage for the service of Rishikesh. Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam. God's another name is Rishikesh, master of the senses. apparently we are about to send him. That was the hand. We are going to be sensitive to touch. We are clinging to this my hand. But it is not my hand. It's Krishna's hand. Krishna has given us to use it. Just like this rope is not my rope. They are given me for my use. Similarly, this body, actually, it is made by Krishna. Ishara sarva-bhutana mrityesho-chuna-tishtati dhamayam sarva-bhutani jantra-arubrahani. It is a machine manufactured by the material nature under the order of Krishna. So actually, it is not my body. This is not Krishna's business. He has given you a particular type of body, he has given me a particular body, and so on. Jantra. Machine. Just like on a machine, motor car, you sit down and travel here and there. So we wanted to travel in a certain way. So it requires a machine. And this has given us this machine, manufactured by Mexico. Five Hakshena, Pukiti, Yati, Sarakanam. So Krishna is within the four of us, of everyone. He knows what I want. He is giving us facilities. We wanted to enjoy this material world. And he is still giving direction. All right, if you want, get this machine. Sit down on it and travel to the land. So we are getting different machines. Sometimes human body machine, sometimes dog machine, sometimes cat machine, sometimes demigod machine. We are designing all this. American machine, Indian machine. When you have an Indian machine, you are thinking I have Indian. My business is to satisfy Indian interests. Ramayana said something, this is American machine, it should be used for American activities. These are upas. Upasi means business. Neither I am Indian nor American, nor cat, nor dog. But as soon as I get a particular type of body, I think that I am cat, I am dog, I am Indian, I am American, I am black, I am white, I am big. This is our purpose. And people are struggling on this understanding of the body. So long we think like that as this body, we are no better than cats and dogs. This is all the thinking of this body. Is it not? What do you think, Mr. Krishna? If I think I am this body, the dog is also thinking of this body. And what is the difference between the dog and me? What do you think, Mr. Krishna? That's what I just did. Not in the day.
Who's the room?
What's that?
Luminous.
Who?
Luminous.
Luminous.
Luminous. Luminous. Luminous.
What is it telling
you?
What is the difference? If a dog is thinking that I am dog, on account of his body, and if I am thinking I am Indian, on account of it. Then where is the difference in the problem? He is watching under the impression that he thought, and I am watching under the impression, I'm India or America. Then where is the difference? Yesterday you observed the great festival under this impression that I am America. I must observe this independence. Is it not? What was the meaning of this festival? It was interesting to the Americans. Other nations, they are not interested. They are not observing the independence festival. But the Americans are observing. Why? They are under this impression that I am America. This yesterday,
under the impression
that everyone is thinking that I am awake. So, if a human being is thinking I am American here or something like that, and if a dog is thinking I am dog, then where is the difference between the mentality?
Was both perhaps a victim of some kind of illusion?
Yes, we have tried to describe that this is going on. As the dog is thinking, I am dog, the human being is also thinking that I am American, I am Indian.
Then perhaps there is no difference.
No difference. That is described in the Shastra. The Shastra would see to not be to have to have to take. This body is made up. If you are not, you are the composition. The bones, the flesh, the blood, the urine, the stool, and so on. This body, what is the composition? This is the composition. So, if I identify with these bones, flesh, blood, muscle, veins, and stool, urine, so I am a living entity, all these bones and flesh and blood.
Is it better to have a human body as a machine to use than a
cat's body? Certainly, in the sense that you can utilize it for higher purposes. You try, you have got this human form of body, therefore you are sitting here to hear me. The dog has no soul. The dog has got the same legs, hands, arms, mouth, a tongue, and so on, so on, in a different way. But it has no capacity to hear about spiritual and thought purposes. Therefore, the human body should be engaged, not simply for sense gratification. Tamasra Nendriya Priti. Find out this verse. Jivasra Tattva Jigyasa. This is the business. Tattva Jigyasa. Tattva Jigyasa means to inquire about the Absolute Truth. That is the only business.
Namaskanendriya Priti Labu Jireta Yabata.
Labu Jireta Yabata. To that satisfies sense. As far as it is required to live. That's all. Zero satvatva vidya. The only business is to inquire of the absolute. Abhata brahma vidya. That is the only reason.
For this machine.
All other business, subordinate. That is only because the person's body, material body, requires this is rest, this is self-regulation, this is eating, this is sleeping. Don't say, stop with something. That is not fun. Yuktahara vihara. As far as it is required. As little as possible. That is simple as possible. If we make our progressive life and business understanding, it's not devoting to this unnecessary things. And that is real. That is real human. The basic civilization is real. We find that they rising so exalted, but the life are very simple. People are now at the modern situation, people are accustomed only to the comfort of the home, not for spiritual. That is the defect of modern situation.
For the process, no matter what material body you have, and you see an ancient people with many most predominating features, and they see the life is clean. And one of the definite things that expresses the consistent consciousness is you treat the face of fathers. You have the pain of, for example, if you drink the pasta, that's the pain between the part of your body that's like sense gratification and another. If you go without sleep, you have to force yourself. If you have sleeping, the mental and the spiritual, so many things, and then there's the other kind of thing.
The other thing is that we don't want to stop sleeping, but minimize it. That is being already expressed. We don't say complete negation. No. Duktahara vihara. Simply see as little as possible. Not that to take that language sometimes is to take sleeping and enjoying. Is it not?
Beautiness. We call it beautiness.
Beautiness?
Yes. In Hawaii we went by a beautiness mattress. What is beautiness?
Not for beautiness.
Yeah. This is kind of the same also, like, you have a false ego for doing that. When somebody tells you to do something, and yells at you, or gives you respect, we all have this potential to want to lord it over. And that being the knowledge, you feel the sense of pain, you feel that something that you need in depth. And the tendency to want to be angry is...
That's what you have to be trained on. And that proper speaker. You cannot walk things ago. Then it will not happen.
Should we always endeavor in spite of pain and try to take ourselves in Krishna consciousness?
There is no pain. It is painful at the beginning. But everything, if you take some medicine which is bitter, it is painful. But it helps to cure disease, you must say. because the medicine is bitter. I love to cutting that sense. If you want to cure from the disease, even the medicine is bitter, that's it. That is troublesome. Troublesome is, since you are going to accept maybe not very clean, but still you have to do it. That is true. Supporting one of the body, who did a satya. We get different medicine just to cure our existence. Similarly, at the present moment, our existence is impure. Therefore, we have to accept what they told us and disease. On account of impure existence. Otherwise, we are spirit souls. We are eternal. Sahannate pandamani sundhe. So, we are not an eternal existence. We are temporary existence. We are body, and it is great. Then we have that separate body. Satadhi hantara prati. So again, to live in that body for some time. And again, the body is finished. Putta, putta, paliyati. This is going on. This is impure state of knowledge. So we have to purify it. Therefore, to purify it, tapasai, tapodimpa, jena suddheta satta, tapasai, that tapasai has to be. Given less strength. So, Maravata would pratya karmatha. That is Brahmacharya's strength. To understand the value of life. These things are less in the individual. But it is essential. Without this, there is no meaning of your life. Then it is accepted of you. Saiva Goka. Vishapa Vuddhi Punapi Kudhapte. Sadhikala Sadhu Vahuma Ijjadhi. Jatthi Sabuddhi Salilena Parikuti. Janesu Avigni Saiva Goka. So, just we are trying to save men from this go-for-a-thing. That is, it's not very appealing to the general mass of people. But still, we have seen yesterday that actually we chant Hare Krishna, everyone is chanting. Everyone. We have seen yesterday. The grandchild was also attracted, and the child was attracted. The great gentleman was also attracted. Within the car, the child was dancing, and the grandchild was dancing. Therefore, this is the only means to elevate the moral man to put them on. Hare Nama, Hare Nama.
Has the writings of Vidyapati come to your attention? And if they have, would
it be? Very hard, not for us. Vidyapati's writing is meant for realization, not ordinary. Ordinary day is dead, is never tried to say. Girl and boy. Therefore, it is not possible. Those who are already advanced, liberation, then this love affairs of Krishna Radha will be discussed.
Is there any plan of bringing those things out, publishing them, these poems and translations?
It is not for our domain. Chandigarh Vidyapati. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu discussed, guided both Vidyapati's work very confidentially amongst the film group, not public.
So you think they might be misused?
Yes, they are being misused. The text is fast divorced. The Juna Tandaka therefore the Krishna's delight the gopis, they are described in the 10th canto. That is also middle of 10th. And what? 9 cantos required to understand this. Beginning Janmata Suritaha. But it's the absolute truth. But these things should be discussed in the once is fully convinced that Krishna has nothing to do with this material world. As Shankaracharya said, Narayana Parakam Bhaktyat Bhaktyat Andasamma. This material world is a production. It has to be hidden. Prabhupada, he believes that Parakam Bhaktyat. That to be Bimbal. Then, the first process is Bimbal. Saranam Kirtanam Vishnu. Saranam Tadasu. Satsanam Kirtanam Tadasu. This process is Satsanam. Not all of us that jump over these rituals. Very well. That should be kept reserved for persons who are already developed. Otherwise, it would be difficult.
Going back to this sense question, where do you think the scheme of art fits into Krishna conscious life? Yes, like painting or music or literature, poetry. Because the problem is that they, if one devotes oneself to these things, they are full-time things. They take all your energy and time. And so, what you
devote and mean to engage your energy and time for this. Any way you do that, that is utilized. Prabhupada in the name of Parakpa, Rishikena Rishikesa Sevana. So, if you can start to stop by your hand, by painting about this, very sadly. If you can, Hare Krishna, if you hear, the chanting, that is also said. Savanam Kirtanam, Vishnu, about Lord Vishnu, Krishna. That is the Bhagavad. The Sahaji is ever a pleasure, Anandamaya Vyasa. So these things are producing ananda. So if it is in connection with Krishna, then it is said. by the time that tragedy proves, starting to see some consistency.
Closely follow regular principles and apply myself, not let
to follow regular principles. It's not saying a diseased man is too diseased to take medicine. So it's actually in our own self interest. We have to become enlightened to understand what our real interest is. Don't give our addition. Now we're thinking that our real interest is to gratify the senses. It's a person. When it comes to the understanding of Atman, hunger, body, we understand that our real self-interest follows these regular principles. As Prabhupada said, in the beginning it may be painful, undoubtedly, because we're for so many lifetimes addicted to sense gratification. But gradually, more and more, chaitra dharpana marginam, the heart becomes cleansed from the dirty misidentification with this gross, subtle machine or body. Gradually more and more becomes terrible, joyful. This is to be happy by the suffering. Therefore, the sacrifice must be joy producing, anandam buddhivardhana. Simply that because we're presently in diseased conditions, it may appear to be. Prabhupada is the example of someone who has jaundice. In jaundice state, when you take sugar, it appears very bitter. The perception is very bitter. But everyone knows that sugar is sweet. In the same way, the regulative principles are naturally painful for someone who is irregular or engaged in bodily identification with life. Gradually it becomes more and more true.
Next. Does that mean that Krishna consciousness is always struggling to overcome us?
What is struggle? That challenge is not the action that was up.
Struggle?
You don't want to change it, struggle. What is struggle? Get this out of nice for 7 minutes. Simply get this out of. You haven't got to study. But don't take anything. Very good.
He's not struggling, Prabhupada.
At all. Hello.
He's not struggling.
He's not struggling. Rajavidya, Rajavidyam, Pavitram, Paramamidas. Sushi, Kampas, Sabakta. Pandavidyam.
The only way back to Godhead is through this by obtaining the Hare Krishna, Sushi, Spiritual Master.
Hare Shri. To rest at your feet, or not for you, do, or for me, everything, and everything. Do not mention. To stop any advice. Also, you never say that, although I'm your friend, dog, I can do everything with me. Don't say. Did he say? Get wise. Get Krishna's mercy. Not that my sister master's mercy is there. You have to struggle. The have to follow you, to protect this.
This knowledge is the king of education, the most secret of all secrets. It is the purest knowledge because it gives direct perception of the self by realization. It is the perfection of religion. It is everlasting. It is joyous and infinite.
So that's cognition, overcome our senses, we can release it and obtain the mercy.
Yes. Yes, I did.
I was beautiful cognition in the bottom in the third canto that a yogi is recommended to take good stuff half as much as the time to finish your hunger. It's going for water before the air is for the food. Now, is that fully recommended for helping society? And if so, how can we eat it?
The teaching principle is that the Prabhupada mentioned earlier in Ephesians talk that if you can control the tongue, especially eating habits, you'll be able to conquer other things such as sleep. Not only sleep, but also overeating, which is another problem, but sex anxiety. Vata vega, manasa krodha, jiva vega, pusharo pashta vega. So jiva, the tongue, and the belly, vata, pashta, genital. One straight line. So there's a correlation. If one overindulges in eating, then it becomes very difficult also to conquer sex desire, which is the main attraction or bondage within this material world. Not only for the human being, but for every living being. So the principle is that if you don't overeat, it will become easier for you to conquer all the senses. And Bhakti Vinodhaka is also, tongue is the most formidable of all the senses. I must be like lower voices, but always lusting after more and more, never satisfied. We have to become sufficiently enlightened. Regular eating habits. This is done by taking prasadam at regular times. And gradually, intelligently, you can see what you actually require. Not that everyone will require the same amount, like with a plate of food, but one person is bigger, one person is smaller. An elephant and an ant, both of them have different quotas. So everyone has a particular quota for thought of motion pain. Gradually, by practice, thoughtfully, consciously, required. Common sense. The austerity of the tongue, the austerity of the mind, the austerity of the body, described in the 17th chapter. And under austerity of the tongue, of speech, anu vega haram bhakyam satyam priya hitam sugat vajaya vyasaram saivam van mayam tapa uchetam. So austerity, tapa. Austerity of speech consists in speaking truthfully and beneficially, and in avoiding speech that offends. One should also recite the pages regularly. So preaching is also control of the tongue. So our philosophy is that control doesn't mean that you stop. It's not possible. that you stop eating, that you stop sleeping, that you stop different activities of going here and going there. But that everything should be done in relationship to Krishna. Then everything will become beautiful. Rishikesh and Rishikesh is Devan. Bhakti Rishikesh. When the senses are engaged with Krishna's satisfaction, then they're no longer, the senses are compared to the sharp teeth of serpents. Serpents' sharp teeth are not because they're in danger. But when engaged in Krishna's service, these sharp teeth, they're broken. So they can't create any trouble. Although we're using the senses, which are the cause of bondage, these senses employed in Krishna's service will no longer become a source of bondage, but liberated.
Siddhanta Indriya Kala Sattva Padri Prasthata Parastrayate. Serpent is dangerous so long as he has got the fence. It's not fence. If the fence is set well, then he can go on it. So, the old Sanji, but he can be sure that his fence are set well.
There is nothing.
Senses are dangerous. It is compared to the serpent. The dog to India called up for the heat. But if you say to Kustanasa's man, that Parasatva Pratapa Dhamastati, the thanks are no more existing. Therefore, it is no more different.
Is it true or not true that Siddhartha Siddhartha said that failure is true or success and if it is true, what do you mean, what sense does that mean?
I don't know exactly if Siddhartha Siddhartha Prabhupada used this, but that's what it is. Failure is the pillar of success. But generally speaking, to paraphrase it, it means that we should learn from our mistakes.
That is correct. If we learn our failure, try to rectify, that is correct.
I asked Prabhupada the other day, because Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, forget the past of sleep, never the future dream at all, the good times that are with it, private seek of call. So I asked the Prabhupada, is it possible to forget the past? Srila Prabhupada says, no, that will not be possible. But we can think like this, that I have done so many foolish things and rectify it. Not that we should remain foolish. Then what will be the value of our experience? It's like if a child, he can put his finger in the sand and it hurts. So then he learns not to do it again. But if he's so dull-headed, that again and again he puts his finger in the sand. Basically, our experience from the material world should be Jukalayama Shashvatam. That the material world is simply a place of misery. Janma Mithi Jaravyaji Dupa Doshana Dasha. And we should perceive the misery of birth and death, disease and old age. It should be our experience of the material world. From this, we should aspire for real happiness. Brahma Sutra.
It explains also an act of discretion that the man may see others' feelings and see others' opportunities and attempts to dream. And he may have been upon himself attempts to dream, but yet he goes out and steals again. Is this, as you have been speaking of thinking the same and getting again, is this the symptom of a positive unwillingness to submit?
So, Durakara, misbehave. So atonement, according to Sukadeva Goswami, is not simply repenting and saying, oh, I'm sorry, but becoming intelligent. Atonement means coming to the platform of real intelligence. That intelligence is that why I'm becoming implicated in this material world in so many ways, it will simply produce more and more suffering for myself. It's like if he steals, he knows he goes to prison. So he knows it beforehand. He's not ignorant of the fact. And this isn't wondrous, but he knows. If he steals, he goes to prison. So in the same way, he should become intelligent. He should understand the laws of nature, the laws of God. That's a thought of Brahma Vidya. To inquire, what is the real nature of things? What is the real nature of Brahma? How Brahma has manifested this material world and how it's going on. Then become intelligent. Ask for your own selfish, become Krishna conscious. That the intelligence is the next door neighbor of the soul. Intelligence is the next door neighbor of the soul.
What is your question?
See, this question is that the intelligence, sometimes it's gone like this, as we say that the soul and the intelligence are like that. That the intelligence is very close to the soul.
What is the relationship between the intelligence and the soul? Soul is above intellect. This is the belief. Intelligence is above the mind, and soul is above the senses, then mind, then intelligence, then soul. Only you can engage yourself in soul's activity, then gradually your intelligence, mind, senses becomes intelligence or original. Then material activity is strong. So there's a moment without being spiritually initiated, we are acting on the platform of gross tension. But if we begin our activities from the opposite side, from soul side, then everything becomes spiritual. That is what came out. Giving up the senses. No. It has to refute. Prabhupada is in the front of the minimum. Senses, in remainder, it should be killed. At the present moment, on account of material conception of life, everything is polluted with material ideas. So, when it is spiritual life, then first. But instead of walking uselessly, if we use our legs for going to the temple, that is spiritual life. Instead of going to Geneva, if we go and see deity, that is spiritual life. Instead of going to the restaurant, hotel, if we get prasada, that is spiritual life. use of that. Instead of talking nonsense, if you talk about Krishna, then it is proper utilization of that. In this way of practice. When one day Krishna comes on this, it will be absolute truth. Somebody is trying to stop sense activity. That is not possible. The sense activity should be cleansed. That is not. Otherwise, how it is said, Rishikena Rishikesa Seva, if you completely reject your senses, then how you can serve Krishna? Because you feel that. That is devotion. One of the Sabadar window was answered to the Bhagavatam. One of the Sabadar window picks up your mind in Krishna. Then you are talking in the past, you are walking in the past, you are handling in the past, you are hearing in the past. Everything will be easy. Cannot he desire less? But if he simply desires Krishna, Sarvapad is in it with some, but for a ten of him. Our activities are going on the platform of karma and care. Or, little more, on yoga. Karma, dhyana, yoga. So, one has to give up all this, karma, dhyana. The good beings are working for self-gratification. The yearnings are working. For being liberated. The yogis are working for some medical power, associated. So one has to become free from all these desires. Sanna nirasa, sunna nirasa, sunna. Jnana karma dhana. Simply she will prepare to execute the order of that is. People are trying in Japan to her for sanctuary. For me, when grossly they want something for sanctuary. They want nice archives. Those things, those things, thoughts, and comments, that is for me life. Gaining it, and that backward, they say, Masattva Javan Mitha, this Endeavor Karaj Mitha, they get from that. But, after 2 days, the new day, said to this Kundi's life. So that is also not good. Restless. So long as he meant for me, Dhyani, Yogi, restless. But friend of the God devotee, they are no such as God. Then he was a person. Simply ready takes you to the order of this guy goes to hearing Bhagavad Gita. What was his position? His position was, yes, what is Sreevata? Yes. The sad knowledge of the world. That is it. He did not become a Kosi Jnani Yogi. He simply prepared himself to execute the order of this. Yes, Sreevata. Kastra Moha Sukhi Jadja. Prasada for the Sudha.
Guru Vaj, Nasto Moha, Spiritual Labdha, Sat Prasada, Maya Kita. He told me that the Son Deha, Harishay Bhakanam.
This is what? This is the purpose. Krishna says to fight. He hesitated. How can I fight? To kill my grandfather, to kill my teacher. To kill my brother, I'll take you. What you are advising, Krishna, I cannot do. So therefore, Bhagavad Gita was stopped. And after learning, he said, yes, but it's a Vasudeva. Don't have God. But this is perfect. He remained the same soldier. From the beginning, he was declining to fight. And at the end, he agreed, yes. Listening to your law, I heard your perfectly Krishna consciousness. Yes. Yes. The materialist person, they are accustomed to say no. No, God. And when you become yes, God, please tell your God. Jnanis are no God, Sukhadis are no God, Yogis are no God, everyone, no God. Only the Bhaktas, yes, God. Yes. That is all. This morning, some Indian gentleman was talking about the impersonalist. What was his perspective? Some gentleman was asking his perspective in the morning.
The one person could be explaining another that way. So they're saying they feel like they should
interpret. Why they should interpret?
What was the question?
Yes. It's been
you're presenting Srila Prabhupada the philosopher nicely, but there are others who are presenting it in an impersonal way. And they are able, through the scripture, to support what they say. It can actually substantiate that God is the person, because Krishna is the person speaking to Arjuna. It's a very good question of impersonal. But it's promised them, because they're speculating and cheating, that they're interpreting it in some devious manner rather than taking what Krishna said as literally happening.
Well, I have given some thought to that. I found that whenever you take an impersonal view, it becomes a pure intellectual exercise, divided and feeling. And if you bring feeling into that, it becomes personal. I don't believe that anything can survive Peter. So.
Bhagavan was. He never said Brahma was. The absolute truth is Jaya is Brahma is Paramatma is Bhagavan is Sabda. But in the Bhagavad Gita, he never said Paramatma was. A Brahma was. Bhagavan was. That said, if Jagda said Krishna was, because Krishna will be kept misunderstood. Well, that is it said. He Bhagavan was. So when he impersonal. There's no question of impersonal. Clearly said, Bhagavan. Aham sarvasya prabhu. Bhagavan says, I am everything. So when he impersonal. How they can gain an impersonal at all? It's simply dragging the matter. Each impersonal is a skin in your daily life.
For example, in the Shankaracharya was one of the...
Shankaracharya, he advises Bhagavan in
Nambuyama.
Yes.
On the one hand, he reached the height of that intellectual exercise. At the same time, he realized that Bhagavan didn't.
No. He is correct in his service. Because his mission was to stop a thief. At the time, India was full of Buddhistic. It is. His preaching was to stop the deed. Therefore, the Buddha is at Sundavati. So, he said, no, it is not Sundar, there is Brahma. This material world is called Brahma. That Buddha said everything is false. He said, no, the material world is false. Brahma is false. Brahma is also government. But he did not give any further information about it. But at last he said, Brahma means Govinda, Bhagavate Bhagavate.
That's a very nice story about this illusion. Once he was walking, and someone who knew that Shankaracharya preached this illusion business was riding on an elephant. So he asked the driver, chase Shankaracharya. And of course they did, and Shankaracharya started running. So this man said, why are you running? Since it's just illusion. He said, well, so is my running. He said, so is my running, the power of illusion.
But sometimes the impersonalists, they say, Prabhupada, that this Krishna consciousness is just the beginning platform, that after Krishna consciousness, then one can come to impersonal realization. They say that in the scriptures, only Bhagavad Gita and a few scriptures teach about Krishna, but the rest of the Vedas don't even talk about Krishna's name. So therefore, this impersonalism is higher realization than one comes to after bhakti.
There are Vedas, there are so many books. Krishna says, Vedesha Sadhvai Rahavan Vamidya. If one has not understood Krishna while standing Veda, then he has not studied Veda. He is very confident, sir. Otherwise, type of person, he is the temple of all the religions. If one has studied Veda, but has not understood this path, then he never refuses. Bhavaran, Janvana, Vanti, Janavan, Mahasaya. If one is actually Janavan, then he surrenders. Sampracharya said, Bhagavad-gita, hero. That is the end of it. But if one says that in the Vedas you don't find Krishna's name, then he has not studied. Because Krishna says, Vedas-chatadvai, Ahamayavati. The ultimate purpose of studying Vedas means to understand Krishna. If one has not understood Krishna, that somehow he will give up. He has simply never connected.
Also, there is another aspect of science. The Vedic literature, the one that we have today, is not a complete literature. We assume that perhaps some part of the literature has never been copied and probably lost. So if his name doesn't occur in a certain portion of Vedas, it doesn't mean that the name doesn't occur in the Vedas. And this is something that people have...
Yeah, this does bad. Very... confidence, the author of it, there is name. There is, Jiva Goswami has spoken from our author of it, there is Krishna's name. And this, the best scholar of Vedas, Shankaracharya, and other Acharyas, they have supported Krishna's teaching. Yes, and Ramanujacharya. In every slope, he has quoted Vedic quotation. Every slope. So, one has to learn here Veda. Then in 5 years, Krishna is mentioned. Adhyavante cha madhyesha. Everywhere is Krishna's name. But one must be actually scholar in Veda. Then he'll find, yes, who's very sensitive at the beginning, in the middle, and at the end.
The glorifications of the Rig Veda, the Varuna and the Indra, for example, actually glorifications of Krishna?
Reading glorifications.
Whenever Krishna is mentioned in the Vedas, he mentions his complaint. Some people, some scholars say, well, so many other demigods are mentioned far more often than Krishna, but Krishna is mentioned to be the supermost. In the Sarva Veda, Yoga Brahman, Vidyante, Kurvam, Yogai, Vidyam, Sajagati, Krishna, Krishna. Krishna is the
Supreme. Krishna says, Patra Parparam Nanda. Either you accept this Krishna statement, or you reject it. As he says, Matta Parvaram Nanya. What do I know?
Well, Prabhupada, if anyone has gone to Gita and if he is too bothered by historical evidence, I don't think he has read Gita.
Yes.
And so we should never really, you know, be bothered by this question of historical.
Therefore, we are concentrated on Gita.
Well, I...
Whether I registered this application. So, as a result, to stop ourselves. Some parents said, why don't you have God up? No, listen. Here, particularly, preaching, Krishna's teaching. Krishna is God, Krishna is Bhagavan's heart. But if you think that there is another God, you may do your business. He has concerned with you. That's all. We cannot allow any interpretation of this. That is our problem. Yes?
There is Swami Gangeshwaranji in the Valley, and he is well known as Vedas, you know, and he has many such books, you know, that Krishna's name is Vedas, etc. Krishna's name in Vedas is already there, you know.
Yes.
Yes,
yes. Otherwise, our Krishna says Vedas to Sadbhai, all is okay.
Mayavadi says that Vedanta is impersonal. Well, Krishna Vedanta is...
They do not know what is Vedanta. Yeah. But then in the beginning of Vedanta, Abhaka Brahma Jitya. Now, try to inquire about Supreme Absolute Brahma. The next path is Dhammadasa, Brahma is there. From home, everything will happen. So, now, what is that thing? From whom everything will happen. What is the nature of that thing? That is explained in the Smala. Bhagavata is the real explanation of it. Brahma Sutra, Vāsa. Vāsa and Brahma Sutra, Vāsa. Vīdā kāpāra vīdhāṁ. Krishna Bhāra. Vīdā kāpāra vīdhāṁ. Brahma Sutra, Vāsa. By that thing, that thing is the writer of Vedanta. So, he is writing himself under the respect of Arabic. But to understand Vedanta, you have to study Bhagavad. He explained that Madhasa, Brahma, is the original source of everything. Janmata Sudataha. So what is the nature? Janmata Sudataha, Abhayat, Itadatastra, Tinkit.